we invested in the future of the state by providing needed money for education, K-12, higher education, stem cell research, biomedical companies. We made the difficult decisions, and we did it in a progressive way, and I'm very proud of what we did.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, we did what we had to do. It took a little bit longer than expected, but, you know, we're all working together to try to keep the state running. And I think Baltimore City made out fairly well here. And I think because legislators understand that the city sometimes needs help. And that's what we all kind of did quietly. We helped Baltimore. We helped the state of Maryland.
We're basically taxing Marylanders to death. People don't have any money. The cost of utility bills has doubled. The cost of food has gone up. And many people just don't have enough money just to pay their bills. And they don't have anything else to give. So I voted against the bill. I don't think that we need to raise taxes. And that's why I voted against the bill. This hurts businesses. It hurts Marylanders. It hurts citizens. And it's just a bad thing to do.
I know you also did a little bit of an analysis how different counties fare compared to others. Some counties will do better in this budget than others. PG and Baltimore City and Montgomery do better than, say, Harford County. Talk about that.
I think that Cecil County and Harford County, I believe we lose money. We pay more in taxes. And Prince George's and Baltimore City, I believe that they actually get more money. That's not fair. I think it just should be even across the board.